Blackstone Audio presents A Colourful Death, A Cornish Mystery by Carola Dunn. This book is read by Wanda McCadden. Author's note. Port Mabin is a fictional village in a fictional world, lurking somewhere between my childhood memories of Cornwall and the present reality, though in many cases I have used the irresistible name of real places. The reader should not expect necessarily to find them where I've put them. The topography resembles the north coast of Cornwall in general, but not in particulars. The constabulary of the Royal Duchy of Cornwall, Caradoc, has no existence outside my imagination. For information about the real Cornwall, I refer the reader to countless works of non-fiction, or better still, I suggest a visit. Chapter 1. Eleanor parked the aged pea-green Morris Minor in the Launceston Station car park, next to a snazzy red Mini. Teasel, perched on top of a bag of donated clothes on the back seat, gave a questioning yip. "Yes, you can come. Wait a minute. You need your lead." "Where did I put it?" The lead was found on the floor by the passenger seat. Eleanor clipped it onto the Westie's collar, and they went into the station.
"Afternoon, Mrs. Truin," said the porter. "Beautiful day. Off to London, are you, and the little dog?"
He chirruped at Teasel, who was sniffing the turnips of his uniform trousers. She gave a perfunctory wag of her perfunctory tail.
"Good afternoon, Mr. Lobcott. No, I'm meeting the down train. My neighbour, Nick Gresham, has been in town."
Lobcott glanced at the station clock.
5 minutes to wait. She's on time, seemingly. Ah, they'll be shutting us down any day now, and you'll have to go to Bodmin Parkway to catch a train. At least till they close that one, too."
"Well, it is a bit closer to Port Mabin, but the train journey takes longer, and the fare's more. Besides, my niece works in Launceston. When I brought Nick to catch his train to London, I met her for lunch."
"That'd be Detective Sergeant Pencarrow, I expect."
"That's right." Having spent her working life travelling the world, Eleanor was often amazed at how country people seemed to know everything about everyone. She didn't even live in Launceston. But then the papers had made hay with that nasty business. Better not to think about it. She still shuddered at the memory of the dreadful photo that had seemed to show dear Megan arresting her. At least that one had been printed only in the sketch, not the North Cornwall Times. She nodded to the chatty porter and took Teasel for a stroll down the platform. It was indeed a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?